Also part of the overwhelming group in turnaround is a very frightening experience called a panic attack, or if it becomes frequent, panic disorder. The chief characteristic of a panic attack is this sudden and unexpected period of intense fear. It's sort of like it just comes out of the blue and just drops on you without warning. A lot of adults think they're having a heart attack or something like that. You know, children just don't know what to think, but they know something terrible is happening to them. And in the moment, it makes no sense. You know, for example, an individual's heart may begin to pound in an unusual way, or they might feel dizzy, or they might feel sick to their stomach for no apparent reason. Sometimes it can be hard to catch your breath. Some people feel like they're dying or going crazy. They won't, but it's how they feel in the moment. These episodes really are terrifying. They can even happen when you're sleeping so that you wake up in this state of terror without any explanation.
A true panic attack includes at least four of the following symptoms. It's not uncommon to experience many of these symptoms with any kind of anxiety, although not as intensely. They are, number one, palpitations, a pounding heart or a fast heart rate. Two, sweating, like having sweaty hands or feet. Three, trembling or shaking. Tends to be very noticeable in a person's arms or legs, but it can be anywhere. Four, shortness of breath or a sense of being smothered. Five, feelings of choking. Six, chest pain. Seven, nausea or having an upset stomach. Eight, feeling unsteady, dizzy, lightheaded, or faint. Nine, feelings of unreality or being detached from yourself or your own body. 10, feeling like you're going crazy or losing control. 11, having fears of dying. 12, numbness or tingling. And finally, 13, hot or cold flashes.
I can't imagine how scary it is for a child.
Very, very scary.
If your child experiences panic attacks, this program will help them understand exactly what's going on inside their bodies and give them many strategies to cope and become free of panic attacks.
Teddy, let me mention phobias briefly. This is also part of the intense grouping and turnaround. You know, we don't see a lot of people with phobias in our practice because usually you can work around them in your life. However, just in case your child has a phobia that's really causing problems, you know, I want to mention it here. A phobia is an intense and excessive fear associated with a specific thing. And these things are not typically considered to merit such intense fear. Children may have phobias about, one, animals, dogs, snakes, spiders, critters, those kinds of things, or two, natural events like storms, the dark, heights, things like that. Number three, situations like crowds or enclosed spaces. Four, things that probably have to do with the doctor or blood or injury, injections, getting a shot, something like that. And then number five, the miscellaneous kinds of things like choking maybe, or sometimes children are afraid of clowns and those kinds of things.
Hmm.